Chapter 5. Driving Emergencies. The following section contains suggested methods of handling common driving emergencies. Please keep in mind that every emergency situation varies and these suggestions may not be applicable to all emergencies. A. How to avoid skidding. Most skids are caused by the driver's failure to react in time to adjust the vehicle's speed to road and traffic conditions. When you are driving on a slippery road, you should apply the brakes by very gently pumping them and maintaining the proper speed for the road conditions. This procedure is for vehicles with conventional brakes only. On roads that are wet or icy, you should never make any sudden changes in speed or direction. If your vehicle is equipped with anti-lock brakes, do not pump the brake. Press the pedal firmly and maintain pressure until the vehicle stops. Know your vehicle and follow the instructions in your owner's manual. ABS anti-lock braking system is a computer-controlled braking system that keeps the wheels rotating, turning, during emergency braking. Thus, the vehicle will not skid and steering is always available to the driver. If the driver stomps on the brake and stays on the brake, they will be able to steer in the direction they want to travel. The brake will pulsate. This is normal for ABS systems. B. How to control a vehicle in a skid. To control a vehicle as it begins to skid. 1. Let off the gas. 2. Keep your foot away from the brake pedal and the clutch, if applicable. 3. Let the vehicle slow gradually. 4. Turn in the direction you want the vehicle to go. 5. Be prepared to steer left and right a few times until you get your vehicle completely under control. There is no set rule for vehicle control. Different techniques may be required depending on whether the vehicle is front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, or all-wheel drive. Consult your owner's manual for instructions. C. Total brake failure. If you put your foot on the brake and the pedal goes right to the floor. 1. Pump the brake pedal. Pumping might temporarily restore enough brake fluid pressure to slow or stop your vehicle. You will know after 3 or 4 pumps if your brakes are going to hold. 2. Downshift to a lower gear. This uses the braking power of the engine to slow your vehicle. 3. Engage the parking brake. You can quickly release the parking brake for a moment if the vehicle begins to skid. 4. Search for an open zone. You can still steer. As a last resort, rub the wheels against a curb to reduce speed. If a collision is unavoidable, steer for a sideswipe rather than colliding head-on into something solid. D. Blowout or flat tire. If you experience tire failure, remember the tire is already a total loss. Therefore, your task is to drive to safety. 1. Grip the steering wheel firmly with 2 hands. 2. Ease up on the accelerator to slow the vehicle. Do not brake. Braking can cause the vehicle to swerve. Let the vehicle slow gradually. 3. Check the traffic situation as you gain control of the vehicle. 4. Drive off the roadway slowly, braking gently. 5. Turn on hazard flashers. Drive slowly to a location where you can stop safely. E. Stuck accelerator. If your accelerator pedal sticks to the floor or your engine races out of control. 1. Kick the side of the accelerator once to try to jar it free. 2. Shift the car to neutral at the same time you apply the brake. 3. Choose an escape path that leads to an open zone off the roadway. Continue braking. 4. If you are steering into a sharp curve or turn, shift to neutral immediately. Depress the clutch in a stick shift vehicle. The engine will race, but power is removed from the drive wheels. You might damage the engine or transmission in an automatic transmission, but you may avoid a collision. 5. Follow your escape path off the roadway. 6. Turn off the ignition once you are off the roadway. F. Engine failure. If you are driving and the engine suddenly shuts off, shift to neutral when the engine first sputters or stops. 1. Begin moving out of traffic to the nearest shoulder or curbing. 2. Turn on the hazard flashers. Do not brake. 3. Try to restart the engine while you are moving. If the engine starts, shift to a forward gear and proceed. If it does not start, move on to the shoulder or to the curb, if possible. Steering will be harder when power is lost by engine failure. Try to start the engine. 4. If the engine still fails to start, raise the hood and leave the hazard flashers on. Go for help. If you have a cellular telephone, use it to secure assistance. G. Off-road recovery. If you are involved in a situation where driving off the road is your only option of avoiding a collision, or you have driven off the shoulder, follow the below listed steps to return to the roadway. 1. Hold the steering wheel firmly on the top half with both hands. The greater the drop-off between roadway and shoulder, the greater amount of steering control you need. Keep your vehicle heading straight toward your target. 2. Let up on the accelerator and brake gently to 5 or 10 miles per hour. Avoid hard braking. 3. Position your vehicle so it straddles the roadway edge. 4. Select a place to return to the roadway where the shoulder is nearest the level of the roadway. 5. Check for traffic. Signal. Check your blind spot, and return to the roadway. 6. Steer sharply toward the roadway to return. If the drop-off is severe, you might need to slow more and turn very sharply to get back onto the pavement. 7. Counter-steer sharply the instant the front tires touch the roadway. You counter-steer when you steer in the opposite direction. 8. Center the vehicle in the lane closest to where you left the roadway and re-establish your target. Cancel your signal. Accelerate to match the flow of traffic. H. Threat of a head-on collision. Head-on collisions may result in injury that is more serious to drivers and passengers than any other type of crash. Head-on collisions are also more likely to result in death than any other type of crash. The following steps can be taken to avoid a head-on collision. 1. Maintain vehicle control. Brake hard, but do not lock the wheels. Slowing lessens the force of the impact, gives the other driver space and time to recover control. 2. Blow the horn and flash the headlights. These actions might alert an impaired driver. Continue braking and move to the right if the driver does not heed your warning. 3. Steer right toward the shoulder or curb line. Do not steer left. The other driver likely will try to steer back into the proper lane. Prepare to drive entirely off the roadway to the right, if necessary. I. Threat of a side impact collision. Take these actions if you are threatened with a side impact collision. 1. Brake or accelerate quickly. Do whichever seems more likely to lessen the collision impact. 2. Blow the horn to alert the other driver. 3. Change lanes or swerve away from the impact. Be aware of the constantly changing traffic situation around you. J. Threat of a rear-end collision. Take these actions if you are threatened with a rear-end collision. 1. Flash your brake lights early to alert the driver behind you. 2. As the vehicle nears, check your front zones for open space and move forward, if possible. This precaution gives the driver approaching from the rear more time and space to stop safely. 3. If the intersection is clear, accelerate to give the other driver more space to stop. If your path is not clear, turn right. 4. If a collision is unavoidable, release your brakes just before the collision occurs. This helps soften the impact. Brake immediately after the collision to avoid sliding into another traffic lane. K. Headlight failure. If your headlights suddenly go out, 1. Turn on your parking lights, hazard, emergency, flashers, or turn signal. 2. Try the headlight switch a few times. 3. Pull off the road as quickly as possible and leave your emergency flashers on. L. Vehicle stalls on railroad tracks. If your vehicle stalls on railroad tracks and you know a train is approaching, 1. Get yourself and any passengers out of your vehicle and off the tracks, and move as far from the tracks as possible. 2. To avoid being hit by debris from the collision, exit your vehicle and run far away from the tracks, in a parallel line in the opposite direction from which the train is moving. The debris field from the collision of train and motor vehicle will travel in the same direction that the train is moving. You want to be as far away as possible in the opposite direction. Railroad crossing information for the motorist. Be alert to signs and roadway markings indicating a railroad crossing is ahead, X, or RR. When red signals begin to flash or gates are being lowered, stop, look, and listen. Never attempt to beat the train to the crossing or go around gates that are down. All buses, trucks transporting hazardous material, and certain other vehicles must always stop prior to crossing railroad tracks. Be patient and wait for these vehicles to cross. Assume a train will travel on the tracks, even if it appears the tracks are abandoned. The chance of being killed in a collision with a train is 40%. It may take a train a mile and a half to come to a complete stop after applying the brake. M. Vehicle catches fire. Whenever you see smoke coming from under the hood of your vehicle, 1. Pull immediately off the road, turn your ignition to the off position, and move away from the vehicle. 2. Dial 911 for police and fire personnel. 3. Unless you have a fire extinguisher, do not attempt to put out the fire. N. Vehicle in water. Should your vehicle drive into water or become stalled in a rain-swelled roadway? 1. Take off your seatbelt and attempt to flee through a window. 2. If your vehicle is equipped with power windows, open the window before the water causes a loss in power. 3. Avoid opening your door as water will fill the inside of your vehicle and could cause your vehicle to flip onto the roof. 4. Should your vehicle sink before you are able to get out, climb into the rear seat. The weight of the engine will cause the vehicle to sink nose first. Therefore, a pocket of air may remain in the rear of your vehicle. As the vehicle settles, take a deep breath and climb out a window. O. Driving in inclement weather. Winter driving. First snow or ice. Drivers aren't prepared for winter driving and forget to take it slow. Remember to drive well below the posted speed limit and leave plenty of room between cars. Black ice. Roads that seem dry may actually be slippery and dangerous. Take it slow when approaching intersections, off-ramps, bridges or shady areas. All are hotspots for black ice. Brake. Brake early, brake slowly, brake correctly, and never slam on the brakes. If you have anti-lock brakes, press the pedal down firmly and hold it. If you don't have anti-lock brakes, gently pump the pedal. Either way, give yourself plenty of room to stop. P. Carbon monoxide poisoning. Carbon monoxide poisoning can occur during cold weather when motorists have all their windows closed. Carbon monoxide can be found in the exhaust fumes of all motor vehicles. If you begin to yawn or feel dizzy or nauseous, you may be experiencing the symptoms of the poisoning. The fumes are odorless, and the only cure is to open your windows and allow fresh air to circulate within your vehicle. Having your exhaust system checked periodically as well as not idling your vehicle with the windows closed for a long period of time may avoid the effects of the poisoning. Carbon monoxide poisoning can cause death if untreated. Driving tip that could save your life. Never drive in the rain or snow with your cruise control on. If the cruise control is on when your car begins to hydroplane and your tires lose contact with the pavement, your car will accelerate to a higher rate of speed, making you lose control.